Have you ever done something and you just knew it was the right way until you realized it wasn't? You don't want to miss this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill. Well, if you caught the last episode of The Outdoors, you saw me take a shot on a big doe. And I was blessed to be able to harvest that doe and very thankful for it because this has been a long deer season and we've been very busy and we didn't get to get out there and hunt much. And so that hunt was on the day after Christmas. And man, I was excited. And you know what? I think I even mentioned in that episode that I had gotten a brand new scope for my rifle. And so, did you notice anything in that last video that didn't look quite right? Let's go back and take a look and see if you can see anything. Okay, did you see it? Well, if you've hunted with the rifle much with a scope that's mounted on it, you probably saw it right away because we mounted the scope sideways. And it was really too late to get it back in line the way it was supposed to be because we were running out of shells. So I'll tell you a little bit about what happened. So Christmas morning, I had been needing a new scope because the one that was on my rifle was kind of blurry and the magnification wasn't really great and my eyesight isn't what it used to be. And so I had mentioned that, you know, sooner or later I was going to get a new scope. So Hunter and them got me a new scope for Christmas, and man, it was a good one. And so I was excited about getting it mounted that day because I was going hunting the very next morning. So anyway, Hunter and I are in there at the kitchen the kitchen table, and I had brought the rifle up and we were mounting the scope and we really didn't notice it. We were just excited about getting it on there. They were fixing to have to leave and go somewhere, so we were wanting to get it mounted and sight it in. And normally, I'm not that bad at sighting in a scope, right? So I started out at about, 25 or 30 yards, especially with a new scope, and this happened to be my mounts on that rifle was what they call over and under, or what I call over and under, so you can actually not look through the scope. You can look at the open sights underneath it and take the shot, or you can look through the scope. So it's kind of pretty cool because I can kind of look at the open sights, then kind of look and see where the scope is and make a few adjustments, and then take the first shot to try to bring it in to bullseye, right, as I'm adjusting the scope. So I do that. I put the rifle up there, look at the open sights, and I look kind of up at the scope, and of course it may move a little, but I start adjusting the left and right and the up and down. So I take the first shot, boom, and I'm expecting to hit the cardboard piece that's out there. I mean, it's rather large. Totally missed it, and I'm like, what in the world? So I take a look at it again, and I'm like, well, it looks like it's on there, so I keep, monkeying with it. I keep trying to move the left and right and the up and down. And it seems like every time that I was moving the up and down, it was moving the scope left and right. Clueless, right? We should have known right then, okay? And I even remember looking at Hunter, and Hunter's like, what's going on? I'd shot about, 10 or 11 times. And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, every time I move it up and down, it seems to move it left or right. And I said, maybe they just got the dials mixed up, right? So anyway, I kept shooting, and I was able, thinking that the adjustments were backwards. Oh, I can't believe it's still sitting here because it should have been so obvious. But anyway, I kept thinking, okay, well, I'll just move the left and right to make it go up and down and move the up and down to make it go left and right. Well, it's so complicated, right? So anyway, it actually starts bringing it in close, but I never get it quite right. But I'm running out of bullets. I'm running out of cartridges, right? Because the next day I've got to go hunting. It's Christmas Day. I'm not going to get to go anywhere and buy any more shells. And I don't know how many times we'd shot by this time. I probably had a bruise on my shoulder. So anyway, I told Hunter, I'm just going to use the open sights. And as we're getting the gun and taking the clip out and put it back on, Hunter's like, we mounted that backwards. Can you believe it? So 20-something shells, cartridges later, you know, 20-something shells later, we figure out that's a novice move, right? But you know what? I was just so excited about getting that scope mounted on the rifle before I went hunting the next day. We got in a hurry. We decided to do it our own way, the way that we thought was right, but instead, we should have been following the instructions that were provided with the scope, the ones that would show us the way. In the book of Judges, time and time again, God's people were doing the exact same thing. Judges 21 and 25 says, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." You know, they weren't following the instructions that had been provided for them by God. He was showing them the way that they should live, but they were choosing their own way. And if that's the case, just like with our scope being sideways, they would miss the mark every time. And so will we. No matter how many adjustments that we try to make on our own, we will always be off if we're not being guided by the Word of God. Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by Him. How can we know more about His way and about following Him? We should be studying His Word. He's provided the instructions for us, but will we use them? Hey, at LifeWord, we want to help you learn more about a life focused on Christ. Go to follow.lifeword.org to use this free tool called Follow to learn more about Jesus and His way. If you like videos like these, you can see more by following us on social media sites like Facebook and YouTube, or you can go to lifeword.org and search Outdoors. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.